Hello and welcome to another edition of the Tech Teachers. This is show 39. We're about a year old and we're recording on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. It is June 4th.
I'm Holly and I teach Spanish.
And I'm Ray and I teach physics. And this is a show about tech and education and where they overlap sometimes and maybe a little bit more about tech in the next couple weeks.
Right. Because we're kind of, well, it's summertime. We're getting a little lazy, maybe. I
don't know. Any updates? Stuff going on? Or are we just pretty much bums right now?
Bums. Teachers are bums in the summer.
No, not really. Normally, most of the teachers out there, I just know, especially if you're starting out, this would be the time when you're normally taking lots of classes.
Right. Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's kind of like you train all summer and then you go back to school.
Yeah.
So,
teachers are always busy in the summer. That's true.
It's only 2 months off. So I don't know where this 3 month idea came from. It's not 3 months at your school, is it?
No, it's just 2 months.
2 months. Yep. Yeah, it's 2 months. It's like maybe 2 months in a week, but. Mm-hmm. It's certainly not 3 months.
No,
I guess the kids probably get almost 3 months. That's probably where it comes from because we start a couple weeks early, especially if you're first year, second year teacher.
Right.
So, all right.
Definitely.
The Suns, Holly. Do you want to report on the Suns? Not that we're a sports show, but.
Well, I love the Phoenix Suns, and they lost during Game 6 last night to the Mavericks.
Yeah, so. And Game 5, Dirk Nowitzki dropping 50-some points.
Yeah, whatever.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So who are you going to take in the finals, which starts soon?
Okay. I think the Mavericks are going to win it.
And we should tell everybody, because not everybody follows the NBA, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. It's the Miami Heat versus the Dallas Mavericks.
Right. And I think the Mavericks are going to win it. However, I want the Heat to win it.
Oh, so. See, I want the Mavericks to win it. And I think the Mavericks are the better team. But I'm not going to underestimate a Shaq and a Dwayne Wade in the finals. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're pretty strong-willed guys, and they got Pat Riley coaching them. So... It's a tall order, I think, for the Mavs, but if they're going to do it, this is their year. I don't think they're the kind of, I know they have all the key pieces there, and they could make a run at it again next year, but I just get the feeling that it's this year or they won't be back.
Yeah.
Because I think the Suns are going to be the team next year that will represent the West.
The team to beat?
I think they will be.
Really?
Yeah, I think next year, I think the Suns will be the team to beat, because as long as they stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they get Stoudemire back and they stay healthy, everybody else, the key pieces stay healthy. So, all right. Well, enough on the NBA. should we mention the show notes for any links to anything
we talked about?
Not
yes.
That there should be a whole lot of links today, but it's thetechteachers.blogspot.com, and you can email us at rainholly@gmail.com.
Holly is spelled H-O-L-L-Y-E.
And we've got our Frapper map, and below the Frapper map, the donate button, and all that good stuff. So. Check it out. Check out our show notes and our website.
So we promised we would try out Barterbee.
And we kind of have.
We sort of did.
We signed up. We shopped around. We got some free points. Mm-hmm. But we didn't get anything yet, did we?
No. They have a lot of stuff, but not necessarily anything I really wanted so far.
So, I mean, and some of that might be the good stuff gets swiped up once it's put on.
Right. So you have to kind of follow it closely to see.
Kind of like an eBay thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's, we didn't get too far into the interface. Maybe there's a way to like queue stuff, to put stuff in your queue. So once it pops up, you automatically get it or something like that.
Yeah.
That
so we didn't go too in depth to how it works. We just kind of want to play around with it a little bit.
Yeah.
And we haven't put anything up yet.
No.
To be swapped. So
not yet. Maybe for next week we'll do this, because I got some games I want to put up, and I'll probably just get CDs and DVDs in exchange.
Yes.
But it seems like it's legit, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it has some interesting stuff up there. The search engine needs a little work. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. There was stuff that I saw while I was browsing, and then when I searched for it, it didn't find it.
Yeah, yeah, it was really... And that you'd think that'd be the most important thing for a site
is
like this.
Is the search. Yes.
Now, we should put a footnote on that. We only tried it on one computer with your internet browser.
Right, so I didn't try it in an Internet Explorer. Yeah, I tried it with Firefox.
Oh, and we probably should try it on a Firefox on a different laptop, because your computer... has been acting kind of funny.
I don't think that would have anything to do with the search function of a certain website, though.
I probably not, but...
No.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Yes.
In fact, it would have nothing to do with the search engine. Especially since you don't have all the crazy stuff that I have installed that restricts what sites do.
Yeah.
So if anything, it would have worked better on yours than on my browsers, because I lock my browsers down. We should talk about the Blogspot.
Yeah.
Whether or not... if listeners out there, we've noticed there's two things here. First thing we've noticed our numbers dipped. And I think it's coinciding with the end of school.
Well, because it was by such a dramatic amount.
Yes.
And we think that since teachers are out of school, they're no longer listening at school. And so they're not getting the show at home.
Yes, apparently. Mm-hmm. Or what happened is maybe they get it at school and at home. Although, I mean, it's kind of strange because it should be like by RSS feed, like these are our numbers that are subscribed. These do not include the direct downloads.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure why there was a sudden dip, except that maybe the other thing is teachers also do what? Summer hits, and before they start their classes or their summer sports camps or whatever, they go away for a week or two. I think it might be either summer travel and they have their computers off at home, or maybe, and this is where we would like some feedback, do you subscribe to our RSS feed at work or at school?
Yeah.
And if you do, please let us know, because I just didn't think that was going on. But based on the way our numbers work, it's starting to see like that might be the case, that people actually are able to subscribe to, they have something. And I mean, certainly I could never do this at my school. I can't subscribe to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can do that at school or at your work, let us know and let us know what you're using. I could probably go back and look at the numbers and see if it was all iTunes or if it was other aggregators. But let us know if that's what you're doing.
It's also interesting to see if people can access our website, our Blogspot school. Right. Because I know my mom does to get the show. She'll direct download from our site.
Blog. Yep.
Right. But Blogger is usually blocked in a lot of schools. For some reason, it's not in hers.
Yeah, it's blocked at my school. Now, I have it unblocked for me, but like the kids, they can't get to the Hardcore Science site or, well, I don't even tell them about mine, but they wouldn't be able to get to the tech teachers either. They block everything Blogger. And I think that's I mean, I know why they're doing it, but I mean, you're starting to cripple the internet if you block every single blog out there in the world.
Right.
Because that's more and more. In fact, now this is secondhand. I heard this on a news story about a news story, you know.
Oh, okay.
But apparently there was some ruling that Apple sued somebody. I think it might have been one of the rumor sites about leaking information.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the judge said, you know what? Blogs are just like news sites or just like the news.
Yeah.
They can report on whatever they want. If they get the information, they get the facts, they're allowed to report it. So that's a big step for blogs, if that was reported correctly. It means that blog is legitimate. It, you know, it's protected by our laws. So that's good.
Oh, interesting.
Anyway. Drop us a line if it's blocked or not. And also let us know if you're gone.
Well, because we're going
to. If you've unsubscribed and you can't get our show anymore, you can't hear us.
Yeah.
But those of you that are still are getting the show, or if you listen to the show later on down the road, let us know. Did you go on vacation right away? Or were you listening at work? If you listen to the show next school year or something like that, just let us know what's going on.
It's a curious thing.
Really weird.
Why,
yeah.
Such a dramatic drop, I think.
Yeah, I don't think we said anything controversial or, you know, we didn't tell off the listeners.
Right.
Yeah, there was nothing different about our last couple of shows, and all of a sudden, just like whoop.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely.
What's next?
Ripping your music collection.
Okay, so I've been doing this lately. I've been ripping some CDs that were not in my music collection, and it's something I need to revisit. I was looking at software packages. What I used to use when I did my initial ripping of my collection was Music Match Jukebox. Music Match. And that's not free software. To do the ripping of CDs, I think a certain amount is, but normally that comes bundled with when you buy a CD drive,
mm-hmm.
like CD-ROM drive. And it was good at the time when I did it, but now, at least with Windows Media Player 11, it's just as good, if not better, than the experience I remember the first time I ripped my music collection.
Well, why would somebody want to rip their music collection? Now, I know, but I mean, just tell people.
Okay.
You know.
So, well, first of all, thinking about road trips and stuff like that, if you rip your music collection, you can have it on you can have all your CDs on one device, like an iPod, or
the
way I like to do it, you can put it on your laptop and mm-hmm. then feed your laptop into the sound system of your car. So you have your entire music collection, and instead of taking hundreds and hundreds of CDs, you have something you're already taking along in your laptop or a small device like an iPod.
Like an iPod, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a very simple process. It is and it's been this way for a long time if you set it up correctly. Basically, you can make it so that it's all automated. All you have to do is pop in CD after CD and mm-hmm. push the button to close the door. And when it finishes one, it'll pop out the door, and then you'll take it out. You put in the other one, close the door, and it'll automatically do this. So all you have to do is be near your computer every once in a while, throw in a new CD, and it goes to the internet. It gets the album art, so it associates the album art with all the songs. So you have a nice little picture of what the cover of the album looks like. And then it'll also name the song and give it the appropriate tags. And tags are just the, you know, like the album, the year, the genre, all that good stuff is inside the tag.
Okay, so your preference for ripping a CD would be which program?
I would go with something that's free. I wouldn't pay for anything, and mm-hmm. I didn't feel like digging out Music Match, my Music Match license, or whatever it's called. I'll have to look. We'll have to Google it, put in the show notes. But it used to be really good, and I'm sure it still is. But iTunes, Music Match, or Windows Media Player 11. I don't believe, at least as of the last time I ripped a CD in iTunes, it did not automatically go grab the album art, which I really like. I really mm-hmm. like to have the album art because it makes a nice visual way to browse your music collection, especially in Windows Media Player 11. I don't know if their most current version does that or not, but right now I would say that Windows Media Player 11 does it better than iTunes, as long as iTunes doesn't have the album art.
Okay.
So I was very, very pleased with the results I got with Windows Media Player 11. And the only warning I would say is just make sure you check the options. You don't want to rip all your music and have it copy protected. You don't want that. So uncheck. I don't think it's even in 11, but I know it was in 10. Check around and make sure you don't copy protect your music. Otherwise,
what does that mean?
That means that when you rip your music, it's going to make it so it'll only play in the computer you're ripping it to.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want that. No. And the other thing is check the file format before you rip in either iTunes or Windows Media Player 11. In iTunes, it'll rip it to AAC by default, which will only play on, guess what? iTunes
iPods.
And iPods, yeah. Which is stupid. In Windows Media Player, it will rip to by default to their Windows Media format, which will play in everything but iPods and iTunes.
Okay.
But don't do either of those. Rip to MP3. Unless you're never going to use anything but an iPod or iTunes, then who cares? Or if you're always going to use a Windows Media device, fine. Mm-hmm. But I like the MP3 because I never know what program I'm going to use to access a music file.
Right.
I don't want to have any conflicts or issues.
Yeah, that sounds
so
best.
I just go straight to MP3. And as far as bit rates go, most people, 192 is fine. I go all the way up to 320 because disk space is not an issue. So I want the highest quality mm-hmm. that, you know, within limits, you know, without
right.
being too frivolous. But most people say you can't hear the difference between 192 and 320 for an MP3.
Okay.
But I'm just err on the side of caution.
Right.
On the side of caution. And you can select that in Windows Media Player 11 and in iTunes. So, have you ripped any music of your collection? I know
yeah.
I did some of them for you, didn't I? Have you
yeah,
done any of
but
your own?
I had done that a while back. I haven't done it for forever. So, I don't... See, I had a bunch of CDs and they were stolen.
Yeah.
A while back. I mean, I had like 100 of them and they were all stolen.
That stinks.
And then, after that, I just really got away from CDs at all. I don't have very many CDs. You saw my pitiful
yes.
little collection.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was some of the ones I didn't listen to, the ones that were left that were stolen.
You saw me ripping the Windows Media Player 11 because I was doing it during the Suns game
mm-hmm.
when Dirk went off for 50 points. And
okay, yes.
Yeah, beat the Suns. what did you think of the process? Was it...
It was very simple. Yeah, I've done it before too.
Have you seen with the album art the way it works in Windows Media Player 11 now, the way it stacks them and stuff?
No,
and
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's because it automatically, and it'll even go and update for stuff that you don't have. You can go get the album art very easily,
okay.
which I love that. I'm pretty sure iTunes doesn't do this. I'm sure if it will, we'll get 10 emails saying, Ray, you're a moron. iTunes has been doing this for the last two releases. But
so you're kind of fed up with iTunes.
I am fed up with iTunes.
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
Why?
Because it's just... It's slow.
Mm-hmm.
The QuickTime always is like crashing. I don't know. If it wasn't for the great podcast, the ease of use of the podcast.
I was going to say, it's just the podcast.
I think I would abandon iTunes.
Function.
And the other thing I hate, and there might be a workaround for this, and if there is, let me know, is that when you rate a song in iTunes
mm-hmm.
and then you log on to a different profile or you put your music collection somewhere else, you lose all your ratings.
You can always export that list.
I know you can export the database file.
But you don't want to have to do
that. My other big complaint with iTunes is that the database goes to... something really bad very quickly. It becomes a mess. Like if you're adding and moving files around,
yeah.
the database starts losing files and there's no easy way to clean
yes.
it up. It's a disaster.
I didn't know if it was like that in other programs because I use iTunes mostly exclusively.
No, iTunes.
And it lost a lot of my files when I moved it around. And
Windows Media Player, I haven't used it as much as iTunes, but from what I can tell with the library, it's quicker to rebuild the library
mm-hmm.
and the ratings. I have not thoroughly checked this yet, but it seems like the ratings don't go away. Like if I remove it from the library and put it back, it's still there. So I don't know where they're storing that information or what they're doing to my file.
Hmm.
But I need to research that a little bit.
What do you mean? I don't understand what
you're saying. I think in iTunes, the rating is only stored in the database file.
Okay.
I think in Windows Media Player. Now I need to check this.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we'll let me pause.
Okay.
We're going to do something rare here. We're going to pause the show, and I need to check this now so I can report
on
it.
We don't usually pause.
No, we usually just let it roll. So we're going to pause, and we'll be right back. We are back from our pause, and Windows Media Player 11, I forgot how long it takes to install. That was what, Holly, about half an hour?
It was a very lengthy pause, yes.
It was like a half an hour pause.
At least.
I had time to take a shower.
Yeah.
Also, the download was kind of slow.
Yeah.
Which was probably your computer. Something is up with that for real.
Right,
not
right.
Just kidding.
Yes.
But it worked. So what I did was I've rated some songs on an external hard drive that I then just unplugged from my computer. So it was a different install of Windows Media Player 11. We installed it on your computer,
mm-hmm.
and the ratings are still there.
Yes.
If you do that with iTunes and you don't do anything else, as far as I know, every time I've done that, I've lost the ratings.
So do they attach something to the file?
I don't know. It's either one of two things, because it is the same folder structure. Either the ratings are somehow attached to the file, or the database file, the Windows Media Player 11 database file, is put in the folder locally. So when we switched over, it checked that for rating information to see if you'd already rated it.
Okay.
I really don't know under the hood how they're doing it, and that I don't really care.
But it's nice.
But it's nice, yeah.
Nice to have, yeah.
It is, yeah, so it works. So once you've spent all that time doing the ratings, now watch, as soon as they release, this is the beta of Windows Media Player 11. Uh-huh. Hopefully this will continue on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the only thing. But once you do the ratings, at least you're protected from going from computer to computer of not completely losing them.
Right.
So.
Nice.
I will say that on the options for ratings, I did check the add it to the global rating thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was a check mark box when you're talking about ratings and one of the options, so that it would be added globally. So maybe that's, I was hoping it would do exactly what just happened, and it appears that it did.
Why don't they have anything to do with podcasts? You know, why don't they have that?
I don't know. Maybe they're waiting for Windows Vista. I mean, they've got their hands full right now with the 360.
Yeah.
And Vista. Well, I mean, those are different divisions. Let's see. I don't know.
I just think, I mean,
I was going to make some stuff up. But
exclusive. Okay. Please don't do that.
No, I was going to try to come up with some reasons why maybe they weren't, but I got to be honest, I have no clue. I have no clue why they haven't done it.
Because podcasts are not exclusive to iPods
or
Apple. No. So
I'm sure it's something they're planning on doing. But maybe, I mean, iTunes rushed it in there and didn't really do it right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to use, but they messed a lot of stuff up. So maybe they're like, okay, we'll wait and we'll do this the correct way.
So but you don't know.
But I have no idea.
That's just
a conjecture. Just a guess. That was just a guess. I have mm-hmm. no information. I'm not worried about it. I'll keep using my podcasts through iTunes, and then now it looks like I'm going to play all my music through Windows Media Player, which I had not done in quite some time. I'd pretty much come over to the iTunes camp there for a good 2 years. Before that, I didn't like anything except Winamp, which is ridiculously simple. Old school.
Right.
If you've never tried Winamp, word of caution, don't go get a current version of it, because it's bloatware. It stinks. Go back and go to, I think it's, this is a great website, actually. Here's a good site of the night, if it still exists. old versions, we'll put it in the show notes, .com. You can go get old versions of software, and I think you can still go get the good old Winamp, like 1 and Winamp 2.
Why would you want to do that? Just to play around with it for purposes of learning? Or?
Well, no, I mean, if you liked Winamp and you can't go get it anywhere else, because they don't, at their website, they'll offer the latest current version.
Yeah.
But if you want an older version that maybe you had some sort of mod for, or maybe you just want a really lightweight a player, like you have a really old PC that you want to put Winamp on,
mm-hmm.
and it's not going to run Winamp 8 or whatever they're on,
right.
or Windows Media Player 11, but you want something real lightweight that runs within Windows, you can go get Winamp 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, or AOL. This is the classic thing, the Instant Messenger. Now that I use Meebo, I don't do this. I used to get old versions of AOL, and then you could install a program that would make it so that there would be no ads.
Okay.
It would take the ads out, but then they fixed it later on. So that's why you wanted an older version of AOL Instant Messenger.
Okay.
Or you wanted one before they had all the pop-up ads and all the annoying stuff. But Meebo fixes that, so.
Well, I think that's a cool site of the night then.
Yes, it is.
Oldversions.com.
Oldversion.com, I think.
Okay, it'll be in the show notes.
Yeah, it'll be in the show notes, but no guarantees on what's up there. I haven't looked at it in months and months and months, but I used to go there every once in a while and download Winamp and AOL. So.
Okay, cool.
I still have them somewhere, the old versions, like because I saved them all to a folder called Old Versions in case they got in legal trouble.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, I think that's it for this week's show.
Yes.
You can visit our blog, thetechteachers.blogspot.com, to get all our show notes, and which include links to everything we talked about in the show. And you can email us at rayandholly@gmail.com.
Holly is spelled H-O-L-L-Y-E.
And we'd love to hear from you guys for feedback, maybe where you're traveling this summer, and if you're doing anything education related, if you are a teacher, we'd be great to hear about that.
Conferences, we could share that with people
and whatnot. And yeah, and we'll share if you've got something cool going on. Let people know, and we'll pass it along.
Yeah.
Or if you're just traveling somewhere neat.
And you just want to brag.
You just want to brag.
Be yeah, like, why yeah, not?
I'm going to Japan or South Korea.
Yeah.
Places I want to go, but probably won't for a long time right, due to expense. But.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.